Nature gave us two ends, one to sit on and one to think with. Nature gave man two ends, one to sit on and one to think with. What end do we use most of the time? Well, actually, we use the thinking end. We use the thinking end because the thinking end is what goes on. That's our life, that's our world, that's who we are. We are very busy and very wonderful people, and we are always doing something fantastic. We're always doing something amazing. We're always doing something exciting. We're always doing something revealing. And what that is that's revealing is the end that we're using. If we're sitting, we're usually relaxing and peaceful, and we're just doing, so to speak, nothing at all. And when we are thinking, when we are letting our head think, when we're letting our being think, that end of us think, we come up with marvelous, fantastic thoughts. As we come up with these fantastic thoughts, we realize that it's only through our brain, only through our thinking system, that we can accomplish anything in life. It's only through our thinking system that we can reveal to ourselves who we really are. Because while we're sitting, if we think of sitting as sitting and thinking of nothing, then we are sort of empty-headed. But truth be known, we are never empty-headed. We are never without a thought in our head, without many millions of thoughts in our head, depending upon which one we want to think about today, which one we want to give our attention to today, which one we want to reveal in our life experience today. It's all just a matter of who we are. Now, as we're starting out the new year, we're starting out 2018 in a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous way because we are thinking of who we are and what we are. We are saying to ourselves, I like me. We say that all the time, don't we? We're saying to ourselves, I like me. We're saying to ourselves, this is a wonderful world. We're saying to ourselves, I have only begun to imagine how wonderful this world is. I've only begun to imagine how fantastic this world is and what magic takes place in this world. I have only just begun. Now, what have you only just begun? What have you only just begun? What is this new year going to reveal of what's going on inside of your head, inside of my head? What's this new year going to reveal that's going on in our world? What's this new year going to reveal to us about how fantastic everything is? What's it going to reveal? Well, one thing it's going to reveal is that everything is possible. Everything is not only possible, everything happens. Now, a lot of things happen in the world that we don't even think about. A lot of things happen in the world that we're not even sure goes on in our mind, in our hearts. A lot of things happen in our world that tell us how fabulous we are. And we hadn't really given much thought. Because in our world, billions and trillions and zillions of other thinkers are thinking thoughts. Everyone in our world is thinking thoughts and thinking of ideas that they'd like to demonstrate in their world. And they are our reflection, truly. They are our reflection. Everything another person dreams, thinks, imagines, lets into their consciousness is in our world. It's from our world because we have shown forth in everyone who they are, and they are us. They are who we are. They are the glory that we are, the magic that we are, the wonder that we are. Now, what sort of imagination would you like to bring forth in this year, 2018? What sort of magic would you like to bring forth and demonstrate? Let's say you'd like to demonstrate a mind that is crystal clear, a mind that is stable, a mind that is able to do anything. Now, we don't have a mind that is able to do anything when we think of our mind as being limited. We don't have a mind that is unlimited as so long as we think our mind has certain areas that it is limited in capacity. And we don't need to do that. We don't need to do that at all, because that's not our reality. That's only our expression at the moment, ever-changing. Our reality is all is revealed right now. All is in divine order, and all is revealed right now. All is revealed right now. Every single thought we could ever dream for ourselves or for the world or for the universe is revealed right now. Every ideal we could ever have is revealed right now. Now, are you that thought, that ideal, that wonderment revealed right now? Are you that magic revealed right now? Are you that inspiration revealed right now? If you are, then you are certainly fantastic. You are certainly amazing. Now, just let go and dream your wildest dream. Let go and let your imagination take total power of you and roar into being in you. And as you do that, you'll see that you are really far greater and far more wonderful than anything you could ever have dreamed of being. How do you start letting go? How do you start roaring forth and being your divine being? You do it by dreaming your most wildest dream, by imagining your most wildest imagination, by letting your imagination, your intuition, your hunches, all that you are, shine forth in all that you are. And as you do that, you will find that you are expressing ideas that you never thought you would express. You are dreaming dreams that you never thought you'd dream. You're listening to the divine within you telling you how grand and how wonderful you are. You're listening to the grand and magic of all in you telling you just how fantastic you are. Now, are you fantastic? Are you magic? Are you glorious? Yes, you are. Now, look at the sky. Do you see animals in the clouds? Do you see trees and flowers and birds and bees in the clouds? Just look at all the world around you. What do you see? Can you have the capacity to look at your yard and see it all perfectly green with grass? Do you see it all perfectly green with all the grass that you want to have everywhere? And is the grass always perfectly mowed? Is the grass surrounded by beautiful beds of flowers that are of diverse forms and natures, and all these flowers are blooming beautifully? You don't water them. You don't care for them in any way except to see them whole and perfect as an idea. And as you see this idea whole and perfect, as you see this idea revealed in its most magnificent way, what are you seeing? You are seeing the perfection of your divine thought now. Now, practice it as you will on little things, things that you can conceive of doing. And then, as you practice those little things you conceive of doing, then practice the bigger things that you can conceive of doing. Practice that your yard is moist all the time, perfectly, and everything grows so beautifully. All the flowers are luxuriant, and all the grass is green and beautiful. See that. Not too much, not too little, just moist and nice. and that the sun is always there shining and giving brightness of itself to that. Now that's just one idea for 2018. See your lawn like this year around. If you're living in the Midwest or if you're living in a temperate zone, it doesn't matter. The snow falls around, but not on your lawn. Yes, the snow falls everywhere, but not on your lawn, not on your garden. Your garden seems to be in a beautiful greenhouse that's always perfect. And yet there is no roof over it. There is nothing. What covers your garden is your mind and your heart and your soul and your being. Dream your wildest dreams. Dream your thoughts of the universal. You've got one end to sit on and one end to think with. Nature gave you these two ends. Now, what are you going to do about it? Well, you can sit on your seat and look at the beautiful thoughts being revealed in your world now. I love you. I love you. I love you.